You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time. Today's Swamp Water, starring Dana Andrews and Ann Baxter. Each week at this time, Frigidaire brings you radio versions of Hollywood's finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today you will hear 20th Century Fox stars Dana Andrews and Ann Baxter in the first radio production of the gripping drama Swamp Water. Dana Andrews currently may be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture Fallen Angel. Now, in just a few moments, Swamp Water. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, Swamp Water, starring Dana Andrews and Ann Baxter, with a brilliant musical score conceived and conducted by Alfred Newman.
Okefenokee, the Indians called it. Okefenokee Swamp, Georgia. The land of the trembling earth. 700 miles of dark, glassy desolation. Still green water rising around cypress trunks. Cypress shrouded in Spanish moss. All the long, gloomy day, the mighty swamp lies in deathly silence. At night, it becomes evil and horrific with sound. The booming of the great primeval alligators, the scream of panthers, the insane chuckling of owls, and always, always the lithe, powerful, wriggling, cotton-mouthed snakes, reeking with death. And into this lost and deadly world that defied all men, stumbled a young man named Ben Reagan, lost in Okefenokee.
Man, I was lost, all right. Lost good. I built a fire on one of the islands at night to keep the panthers away. And then tried to keep awake, keep the fire going. But my head kept nodding, nodding. Finally, I must have dozed away. Because all of a sudden, my head snaps up. And I'm listening again for the snap of a twig that woke me up. And then something fetches me a terrible blow on the head. And I fell on my face in the swamp earth. Little by little, all my life went out.
Sorry I had to knock you over the head, bud.
Huh? Who are you?
You mean you don't know?
Not yet, I don't.
You mean you didn't come after me?
No. Two trappers got lost in the swamp and a party went to look for them. I got separated from the crowd and got lost. Now I know.
Now you know what?
You're Tom Kiefer.
Yeah. I'm Tom Kiefer. You're never going to get out of this here swamp, bud.
You killed Shep Collins 5 years ago and then disappeared.
Never going to get out of here, son.
Now, I guess I know what happened to them two trappers.
They was cottonmouth bit. I found them dead. I buried him yonder. I didn't kill him. I ain't killing you. But you're in Okefenokee for good. You can't find your way out unless I show you. And I ain't showing you. And that's just about that.
It was throbbing. But I had sense enough to know I'd never get out of that swamp without Tom Kiefer's help. I must have fell asleep again. Anyhow, it was nighttime when I woke up, sudden-like, my heart thumping. There was Tom Kiefer, standing over me, the firelight shining in his staring eyes, and on the knife in his hand. Tom, drop that knife.
Bud.
You said you weren't going to kill me.
I went down to get a drink of water.
Tom, what's wrong? What? Man, you've been cottonmouth bit. How are you feeling today, Tom?
Good.
That cottonmouth bit you right in the face.
You cut the bite open for me. Like I hoped you would. Sucked the poison out of the wound. I'm mighty grateful.
I'm going to let no man die of snake bite.
Here. I'm giving you back your gun.
Thanks.
Hey, son, I got a girl back outside. My only daughter, Julie.
Julie? There's a Julie Gordon working in McCord's general store.
Yeah, that's her. My wife, she was a Gordon. When they was going to hang me, Mrs. McCord took Julie and said they'd always raise her by the name of Gordon.
Nobody knows?
And you ain't gonna tell.
Not if I ain't ever going back.
You are going back. We'll trap Coon and Otter. You'll take back a stack of hides.
Well, we'll split the money.
My share goes to my girl, Tom. You sort of drop in at McCord's store now and then to keep a watch over my Julie. Won't you, boy?
Sure will, Tom.
Son, you got yourself a business and a business partner. Now don't let me down, boy. Please, don't let me down.
Now look here, Julie. I'm asking you in advance. The dance and Blanche is gone. Yes or no now?
Please, Matt. Miss McCord don't like me having no business here during store hours.
Yes or no, Julie?
I can't, Matt.
You got somebody better than Matt Dawson in mind?
Oh, it isn't that at all, Matt.
Hey there, Mr. McCord. Where you at?
Ben Reagan.
That's right, Julie.
Well, where you been for 9 days? Everyone thinks you were lost.
Nope. Where's Mr. McCord?
Oh, he isn't in right now, Ben. Why?
I got some otter and coon skins here to pop his eyes out.
Where'd you get the traps? Didn't have none when you set out in your boat.
You don't have to have traps, you make them.
Matter of fact, I'll be talking to you some more, Miss Julie.
Goodbye, Matt. Mr. McCord will be in later, Ben.
I want to see you, Julie.
Me?
I don't want you to be scared when I tell you. I've just seen your father.
My father?
Shh. In the swamp. Been hiding there 5 years.
Yes. He ain't in the swamp. He ain't, I tell you.
Well, what you scared of? Me and him's partner.
You ain't gonna tell on him. You won't. Ben, you won't.
Of course I ain't. My father never thought you a bad kill, Chef Collins. So neither do I. We're gonna trap together so you won't be dependent on other folks to keep alive.
I ain't no beggar. I work for my rations.
Just trying to tell you. Half the money from these hides is yours. Tom says.
Ben, is he all right?
Nothing can hurt him. I'm supposed to take care of you.
I can take care of myself.
Oh, now, what's Matt Dawson hanging around for?
Well, he wants to take me to the Blanche's dance.
You going? I'm supposed to take care of you.
No, I'm not going. I mean, are you?
I'm going to take Mabel McKenzie.
Oh. Is she your regular girl?
And I better be getting back to her if there's going to be a dance. Now, mind, keep your mouth shut. I'm a lot responsible for you now. Tom says.
Thank you.
it out in the well for you, Mabel.
No need, thank you.
Ned?
Where you been so long?
Trapping in the swamp. It is rich, too. I'm going back for more.
You lose yourself in that swamp. You'll get gator-ed like those two trappers.
They wasn't gator-ed. They snake bit.
How would you know they were snake bit?
Huh?
How come you say that?
I seen where they was buried.
Who buried? Each other?
You can ask more daggone questions.
Who's hiding in the swamp, Ben?
Nobody. And I don't want you to mention it to nobody.
Why not, Ben?
Because folks might try to keep me from going back and trapping.
Ah, Ben. You better be back out of that swamp again for the Blanchard dance.
I'll be back.
You better be, Ben.
I call that mighty good trapping, Ben. Well, we've had a good 4 days of it. A good catch.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting to understand the swamp, Tom. It's like another world in here. Like someplace God forgot.
God didn't forget it. And he knows how to run it.
Tom, let me ask you something.
Yeah?
Did you kill Shep Collins?
No, Ben. I never killed Shep Collins.
Then who did?
Matt Dawson.
What?
That's what.
Are you sure?
When my wife died, I began to hit that moonshine stuff. Matt Dawson had a moonshine still in the flatwood back of my farm. I was there when Shep Collins, the sheriff's deputy, came into the place. Matt killed him with my gun. Before I could get my wits, he runs to the sheriff to tell him I killed Shep.
But it was Matt's word against you.
His word come first. My gun did the killing. No, Ben, I'm going to live and die in this here swamp. But I don't mind. If Julie ain't left a ship for herself, you're going to help me take care of her, Ben. Ain't you? Ain't you?
Sure, Tom. Matter of fact, I'll see you tonight instead of going fox hunting with the boys.
Do that, Ben. Do that for me.
We should go home, Matt. It's getting late.
That ain't the reason, is it? Lateness?
I don't think Mr. and Mrs. McCord are going to like you hanging around their veranda while they're away. Anyhow, I'm not going to the dance.
Ain't asking you that no more. Got someone else to go. Point is, Julie, I'm cold out crazy about you.
Matt, go home.
No, you don't talk to me like that.
Let me alone.
Come on, be a little friendly, can't you?
No, stop.
Come on.
Let me alone, Matt. Go with me. Go away. You better go.
Before I can handle him.
I don't want no trouble, Matt. Please go away. The bathroom.
All right.
Julie, are you all right?
I'm all right, Ben.
What happened? Who was here?
I can't tell you.
Someone was here. Who was it?
I don't want no trouble, Ben. There's been trouble enough in my life.
I'm supposed to take good care of you. I give my oath. You're making it pretty hard for me to keep.
It was just someone wanting me to go to the dance with him.
He was asking pretty rough, then. You going?
Of course I am. Are you?
Sure I am. Sure. Good night, Miss Stewart.
Oh, look, Madison. Ain't Ben Reagan home from the swamp?
Yeah.
Morning, Ben.
Morning, Julie. Well, Mabel, I'd like to talk to you in private.
It's about the dance, Ben. You're wasting your time.
Matt's taking me to the dance.
I was going to take you. You know that.
I told you better get back from that swamp.
I am back.
It's too late.
Good enough. I'll take somebody else.
Yeah? Who?
That's all right, who? I got me a somebody all right.
Ben?
Yes, Miss Julie.
I've changed my mind about not going to that dance with you, Ben.
Huh?
You asked Julie before me. I've decided I'd be proud to dance with you, Ben.
Why, thank you, Miss Julie.
Why, that's a rotten, dirty trick to do, Ben Reagan.
I guess Matt Dawson wouldn't do such a trick.
No, Reagan, I wouldn't.
Matt's a gentleman.
Then take your gentleman and go away so I can talk with my girl.
Why, you...
Now, you varmint, you...
This'll shut you up, Reagan.
Dirty. Stop it!
How about this?
Matt, get up and give him What for?
Hey, fight him.
Don't let him, here. Don't let him fight you.
What fight? The fight's all over. Well, there he is, Mabel. Take him up and dust him off. And keep him.
You be careful now, Ben, Mabel.
He's fit for you, and he can have
you it. Take care, Ben. I have a pretty good idea what you've been up to.
Like what?
Like how your friend getting on in the swamp. Ben, you told her.
I didn't, Julie. I didn't.
Tell the man who's hiding in the swamp, Ben.
Shut up, Mabel.
Who's hiding in the swamp, Ben?
Could it be maybe Tom Kiefer?
Oh, Ben, you've got to talk and tell him.
Tom Kiefer?
Tom Kiefer, did he say? Oh, man.
Ben, Tom Kiefer done murder and we want him.
I've never done no murder.
Who told you so? Tom Kiefer?
You gonna tell us where to find him, Ben?
No.
No. Let's take him down to the creek and douse him. Yeah. I'll make him talk.
That's a fact, no. Matt.
No, no, please.
Come on, boys. Down to the creek with him. He'll take
your
hands off.
Hey! I won't let him. I'll tell the sheriff. I'll tell the sheriff.
In just a few moments, Frigidaire will bring you the exciting second act of Swampwater, starring Dana Andrews and Ann Baxter. Frigidaire, the name that's known to millions, means dependability, economy, usefulness. That's why women who want easy, carefree cooking have made the Frigidaire electric range their favorite. For Frigidaire has engineered a range that makes it easy to cook. Automatic features make it possible to measure cooking time and temperature as accurately as you measure flour for a cake. Automatic oven controls allow you to set the exact temperature you want, and automatic thermostats keep it there. An automatic clock can be set to guard the cooking time, to turn the oven on and off. Radiant tube cooking units, Frigidaire's own exclusive design, give you a complete selection of cooking speeds for all top-of-the-range cooking, from fast frying down to slow simmer. It's this assurance of cookbook accuracy, this assurance of fine cooking results, that Frigidaire engineers intended when they designed the Frigidaire electric range in the first place. So remember this when you choose your new electric range. Remember the skill, the experience that goes into the building of every Frigidaire home appliance to increase the ease and comfort and enjoyment of your home. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. We continue with the first radio production of the 20th Century Fox picture, Swampwater, with Dana Andrews and Ann Baxter. 20th Century Fox are producers of Sentimental Journey, soon to be released. Now, Act Two of Swampwater.
Mabel McKenzie, in a jealous anger, revealed to the men at McCord's general store that Ben Reagan knew of someone hiding away in the impenetrable Okefenokee Swamp. She even hinted strongly that it was Tom Kiefer, long wanted for murder. The men had taken Ben down to the creek to force him to reveal the hiding place of Tom Kiefer.
Now, want to tell us what Kiefer's hiding?
You're the one most would like me to, ain't you, Matt?
Shove him under, boys.
You ain't gonna tell on him. You won't. Ben, you won't.
You're gonna help me take care of her, Ben, ain't you?
I'd be proud of you.
Don't let me down, boy. Don't let me down.
You ain't gonna tell on me, Ben. You won't.
All right. Let him up, boys. Gonna tell us where Tom Kiefer has been?
How's the moon starting coming, Matt?
All right, shove him under again, man.
You ain't gonna get on him, Ben.
Ben, I never killed Chip Collins. I never.
Don't.
I never.
Don't.
All right, let him up, boys. Now, will you talk, Ben?
Hey, Matt. He looks down in.
Ben. Hey, Ben.
Snap his face.
Hey, Ben. Ben, can you hear me?
Get it off.
Hey, you men. Cut that out.
Sheriff Kid.
What are you men up to?
They brought Ben. They killed him.
Get him out of that creek and lay him here on the bank. Get moving, do you hear?
Got my home and into my own bed.
Yeah, kid. You came just in time.
Yeah. Julie.
Yes, sir?
It was nice of you to step in and make out like you wanted to go to the dance with me after Mabel turned me down.
I did want to go.
You didn't dance?
Huh?
Julie, Mabel McKenzie ain't my girl.
Oh, I reckon she is, though.
Not no more she ain't. I'd be right proud to take you to the dance with me.
Honest?
Funny. I never noticed before. But you're a heap prettier than Mabel. But you wasn't quite so small.
Maybe I could grow some.
From now on, if you ain't got no objection, I ain't going courting nobody else.
I've got no objection.
I never in my life asked for no kiss, either. I just took them. But dog, if I ain't asking you now, Julie. You mind?
No, Ben. I don't mind.
I'm going to take good care of you, Julie. But I got to talk to Matt Dawson about that little business at the creek.
Oh, Ben, don't begin with Matt again. I told you there's been enough trouble.
Come to think of it, you told me the same thing that night when somebody had been annoying you on the veranda.
Don't go starting anything with Matt, Ben.
It was Matt, wasn't it?
I don't want any trouble between you.
I got to see Matt Dawson.
You won't hurt him.
Just having me an idea, Julie. Just have an idea. Matt's terrible afraid of your father now he knows Tom's alive.
What you gonna do?
Just talk to Matt. That's all. Word of honor. Sorry to disturb your sleep, Matt.
Oh.
I got a business with you.
How'd you get in, Ben?
Don't reach for that lamp. Don't want no light.
What do you want?
I'm not going to hurt you, Matt. I ain't lifting a finger against it for molesting Tom Kiefer's girl.
Tom Kiefer's girl?
Julie.
Is Julie Tom Kiefer's girl?
Yeah. And Tom Kiefer's alive and in the swamp. And I'm going to bring him out to you and let Tom settle it with you.
Well, I'll have Sheriff Jed laying for him. But thanks for the help, Ben.
Yes, Matt. And you don't know how scarce you really got reason to be.
Kiefer wouldn't aim to kill me, would he?
Not with no gun or knife or rope. Nothing like that. He's going to kill you with a swamp.
You're crazy.
He's going to kill you with a swamp, man. The swamp that's your enemy and the enemy of any man that don't understand it. If you get gator it or cottonmouth bit or drown in the quicksand, but you die, man. The swamp kills you.
The keeper won't take me into the swamp. He won't.
I'm thinking maybe he'll bring the swamp to you. Some night when you're asleep. Right here at home.
Well, you're plumb cold crazy, man.
Ever see someone's been cottonmouthed bit? They know they're finished. And they just stare, crazy-like. Die terrible. Cottonmouthed bit. You know what it'll be some night? You'll wake up because you heard a thump on the floor. Like somebody dropped a coil of rope. Then another one. Then another.
No, I wasn't even to harm, Julie.
The room's crawling with them. Looking, searching, kissing. Mouth wide open. White jaws wide open in the dark. They're crawling across your chest, heavy and live as lead, and cold as death. You don't dare breathe, and a sweat comes out like ice all over you, and you die a million deaths. For one of the slender little girls opens the jaws right in front of your eyes, and the mouth is white as cotton in the dark, and something stabs you in the face.
Ah! No, he wouldn't do anything like that. He wouldn't try a thing like that.
Why wouldn't he?
Because it's murder, it's plain murder.
What's that to Tom Kiefer? He won't hang no higher, be dead no longer for two killings.
No, he wouldn't be two.
He killed Chef Collins, didn't he?
No. No, he didn't kill Chef Collins. If he kills me, he'll be a killer the first time, and he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't, then, would he? Would he?
Maybe you're right, Matt. All right, Sheriff. Come in now.
All right, Matt. You're coming with me.
No. I didn't say nothing. I did it.
You said Tom Kiefer didn't do
it. I didn't do it.
And there was only two of you that could have been.
No.
That leaves you, Matt.
No.
Get your clothes on now, Matt. Let's be moving.
All right.
It's getting to be dark, Ben.
I'm paddling fast. We'll be at your father's island before dark. Right soon now.
Does he know I'm coming too?
No. Close enough. He could hear you if you called to him.
Could I?
He ain't heard your voice in 5 years.
Anything wrong?
Oh, shouldn't be. Try it again. Maybe he's just out.
No. No. Father. Then it's all right. He hears me. It's all right.
Sure, it's all right.
Careful. Don't let anything happen now.
You don't have to be afraid of the swamp, Julie. Your father said I was to take care of you. Tom said.
I know.
And I will. Forever, forever, Julie.
Tom said?
I say, Julie.
A splendid performance. Thank you very much, Dana Andrews and Ann Baxter. In a moment, Mr. Andrews will be back. Also, may we express our appreciation to the excellent supporting cast. Joe Kearns, who played Tom Kiefer, and Lorene Tuttle, who is Mabel McKenzie. David Ellis, who played Matt Dorson, Earl Lee as Joe, and David Duval as Sheriff Jed. The radio adaptation of Swampwater was written by Milton Geiger. Music was supervised by Alfred Newman, and the entire production was under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week at this time with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, kitchen cabinets, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Now is Dana Andrews. Dana, when you made that picture, you actually went down to Georgia's Dismal Swamp for some of the shooting, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right, Wendell. And when I heard the eerie sound effects today, I could imagine I was right back there again in the swamp. Both Ann Baxter and I enjoyed doing the show today, and we most certainly plan to listen to Hollywood Star Time next week, when Henry Fonda will be here to do the return of Frank James. So till then, goodbye.
This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.